From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. A new grocery store is opening today in the North Dakota town that's named New England. Okay, this is not national news, but it is very big in New England, where they've been without a grocery store for nearly 2 years.
The Dakotas have been steadily losing population for 3 decades. Small towns are just drying up. And the loss of something as seemingly unremarkable, but as it turns out, actually vital, as a grocery store, often leads to another ghost town littering the Great Plains.
So, today in New England, they are celebrating a new sign of life on Main Street. Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister brought us this story of the fall and rise of a small town grocery.
My name is Glenn Giese. New England is a small town on the prairie. It's a very friendly town.
Well, my name is Larry Turner, and the first Monday of July I started as mayor of the city of New England. New England is a very clean town compared to other neighboring communities around here, my personal opinion.
Everybody knows everybody. I kid people, I say I'm on the blinker light conservation program. I don't use my blinkers because everybody knows where I'm going before I do. But, you know, it's in truth, you know, they look out for each other.
There is no stoplights. I think people would panic if they had to stop at a stoplight in New England now after all these years.
It's a farming community, and Saturday nights used to be the big time in these towns. They'd have a dance. The people would come in and do their weekly shopping. The streets were full. There were kids all over the place.
Well, my name is Carol Robinson. New England, at the time that I was growing up, was a real vibrant town. I mean, we had 4 grocery stores.
My name is Kevin Schaefer, and I've lived, well, not born here, but raised here. When I graduated in 1968, there was a Red Owl and a Jack and Jill and a Co-op store and a Super Value.
And then when I left, it was starting to lose population, but we still had 1,000 people, and that was in early 60s.
As the farm economy dropped off, as things got tougher and more of these kids just aren't here.
It just kept dwindling in population until I came back 2 years ago, and it was 555 people.
Gradually, just one by one, they fell by the wayside. And when we took over the store in 85, there was only 1 grocery store in town.
Which, after I was here for 6 months, closed.
I'm Lou Jacobs. Well, it was a sad day because we need a grocery store in a town. It's part of the community.
And the way I found out about it was there was a sign out in the middle of the street that the store is closing. We kind of expected it would happen, but yeah, it's a shock when it does actually happen, and it's almost like a death in the family.
I felt it was a real huge loss. How can you be in a town without a grocery store? So my feeling was one of sadness that the place was closing, and I didn't know anything about why he was closing or anything. I just assumed it was economical.
When Walmart opened, the first Walmart in Dickinson, we had about a 25% drop in overall sales immediately. And with the Super Walmart anticipation of being open in Dickinson, we knew there was going to be another big bump. And we had no bump to give and used up all our savings and went into debt and just went and decided to hang it up.
Mom is 93. She will be 94 next month. She had her little cart, and she would go down and put groceries in, walk down. She only lived a block and a half away. It was very hard on her, and I'm sure on a lot of other people in town that, you know, they just had no other way of getting groceries except someone going and getting them for them.
The average age of citizens in New England is probably around 57, and it's a shocker to older people that have no car.
It's just a sign of the times, just like losing a school. You know, it's almost like the death toll.
When you have been away, and I remember New England as it was before I left 30 years ago, when I come back, I want it to be like that. Now, I know it can't be exactly like that, but I want it to be more dynamic. And so it's a case of working to bring back some of that vitality that we seem to have lost.
There was a few of us in the community that got together and formed a strategic planning session for the town. And one of the committees was to bring a grocery store back.
And so I became a member of that committee and took on co-chairmanship. I think we started in February meeting every Monday and just kept talking and getting more support. And then we did the telephone survey to see if we would have the support for it. And a lot of people were, by that time, having been without a grocery store for a whole year, we're saying, oh yes, we really noticed that we need to have that.
If I could purchase groceries in New England that were fresh and did not cost more than I pay in Dickinson, Why waste time and money to go out of town?
Years ago, we supported two stores, and they all survived and prospered. Why can't one store do it nowadays?
There is no reason why a grocery store can't make it in New England if someone is willing to work at it.
People should work harder at keeping the businesses here. Don't just give up and say it won't work in New England. It's our town. Work for it.
And so that's when we started going to work pretty seriously to get the store back in town.
I think the community really pulled together because they know that we must have something like this going, you know, for our elderly citizens.
And then because we wanted to make it a community project rather than an individual project, we decided to sell shares.
You know, not everybody just jumps up and writes a check or opens their billfold and gives you cash. You have to be proactive and go actually physically ask them, you know, to buy a share.
And one of the reasons we went to selling shares was because we felt that if people feel that they have put some money into it, then they will feel more like supporting it. I think at this point we have like $34,000 in shares.
So I guess here we're to the point of actually owning a building. The building, it was a former bar. It had been closed for about 15 years.
So we ended up gutting the building all the way to the studs.
We got a lot of citizens that are working right now that come down and spend their own time building in the store down there.
Oh, my name is Arnold Rodering, and my age, I'm 75.
Can't take it down yet, man.
We're putting the sheetrock on the ceiling. We got it, most of it up on the walls, waiting to hook up the electricity. Everything seems to take longer than you think, but we'll get there.
And then there are a lot of people who are willing to volunteer in the store once it's open. They would stock shelves. They would work the cash register if we wanted them to. They would clean.
If we can get people to put in sweat equity and get people to purchase what they need to, I think hopefully that they can realize that we're missing something here. We all need to support it. If you get that ownership going, that it's our store.
The new store, I believe, has got a chance of making it. But it's going to take the community, and it has to be from all ages of the population.
I guess if you were betting that the grocery store will make it or not make it, the odds are probably that it will not make it, if you were just looking at it strictly from the financial side of it only. But there are so many other needs for it, just the social aspect.
When you go in to buy groceries, you run into a neighbor or friend you haven't seen for a long time, so you stop and chat. It isn't like going to Walmart. It's a more friendly place.
This space we're standing in right here, I want to use this as sort of a gathering place for people who want to come in. If we have a table here with a coffee pot and just a place where they can sit and talk about what's going on.
Our home is here in New England, and we want a store to keep a whole community able to survive. I think it's so important.
The people and voices of the town of New England, North Dakota. The grand opening of the New England Community Store is today. Our story was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions.